for their children and for others. They give more than they receive. They labor and succeed because they understand in a special way how glorious it is to be an American. They renew our pride and gratitude in the United States of America, the greatest, freest nation in the world, the last best hope of man on earth.
The American dream is dead.
It's from Jimmy Kimmel. And that'll wrap up a little bit of a gut punch there at the end, isn't it? Wait a minute. Go back. Sorry.
The story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
We'll see you next week at the same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, where it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse, a burn hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, and check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Mayfield on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That's Come In From the Rain, and we started this show off with Bert Kempfert and My Love for You. And My Love for You is that you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy here on Tube City Online Radio, or WRCT in Pittsburgh, or Vulcan Sound Radio, depending on your positioning on the earth, I guess, or timing that you're listening, or whatever, you know, something like that. I'm Eric O'Brien. Good to be with you. And now it is time to talk about the holidays there to be celebrated that you probably never knew were there to celebrate, but you might as well celebrate them because that's what they're there for. Why not? Anyhow, starting off with October 17th, which is National Pasta Day. Wear something Gaudy Day, Gaudy, as most people say, and Mulligan Day. Whether you prefer spaghetti, penne, or farfalle, it's National Pasta Day, carb lover's delight. You can also dress outrageously for Wear Something Gaudy Day. The one time of the year loud shirts are fashion forward, and if you've made a few mistakes lately, Mulligan Day gives you a chance to do over in life's game of golf. That is what that is for, apparently. October 18th is National Chocolate Cupcake Day, No Beard Day, and World Toy Camera Day. So sweet tooths rejoice on National Chocolate Cupcake Day, specifically, while clean shaven faces get their time to shine for No Beard Day. Not mine. For the nostalgic and artistic, World Toy Camera Day celebrates quirky plastic cameras that produce digitally imperfect photos, proof that not all art needs to be high-tech. October 19th, Evaluate Your Life Day arrives as a friendly nudge from the calendar to pause and reflect. Whether you're sipping on seafood bisque, which is also held that day as National Seafood Bisque Day, or admiring the lush green canopies on Rainforest Day, it's a chance to check your bearings and maybe chart a new course. October 20th, today's highlight is National Sloth Day, a global celebration of the world's slowest mammals, and maybe a reminder for humans to slow down a bit, too. Conservationists use the day to raise awareness about habitat loss and poaching, while the rest of us can honor sloths by taking things easy and maybe skipping that extra errand. Also, that day are National Brandied Fruit Day and Office Chocolate Day, ideal compliments for a lazy afternoon. October 21st is National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day, Reptile Awareness Day, and Count Your Blessings Day. But on Reptile Awareness Day, animal lovers highlight misunderstood cold-blooded creatures that play vital roles in ecosystems. But if you prefer something cozier, celebrate Pumpkin Cheesecake Day with fork in hand, or for a dose of absurdity, Count Your Buttons Day. I'm sorry, I think I called it Count Your Blessings. It's Count Your Buttons Day, which is doing exactly that. Yeah. October 22nd is National Nut Day. It's also Caps Lock Day. Smart is Cool Day is also held on the 22nd. Caps Lock Day is the loudest holiday on the keyboard, celebrating the most overlooked button on your computer. Originated as a joke by internet humorists, it is now a semi-annual excuse for shouting in text form. If you'd rather stay calm, celebrate National Nut Day or honor brain power with Smart is Cool Day. And then finally, October 23rd, National Mole Day, iPod Day, and TV Talk Show Host Day. The weirdest of the week goes to the National Mole Day, but that's not about digging critters. This one celebrates the chemistry unit mole, roughly 6.022 times 10 to the 23rd power, or something like that, observed between 6:02 a.m. and 6:02 p.m. Science teachers and students worldwide mark it with puns, lab demos, and yes, mole-shaped desserts. You can also remember iPod Day commemorating Apple's 2001 launch, and TV Talk Show Host Day honoring the personalities who keep our screens chattering. Not like me. So there you go. Those are the holidays you needed to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but why not celebrate them anyway because they're there to be celebrated? Here comes Sir Albert with Fleabag on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Nori Paramore and Summer Holiday. And the reason that sounds like the original by Cliff Richard is because Nori Paramore actually produced the original version. So that's why it sounds so similar. Helen Reddy before that with Delta Dawn, Lex de Azevedo and Walk Right Back, a song from the Everly Brothers. John Fox Being With You, which was Smokey Robinson at one point, and Herb Alpert in the Tijuana Brass with Fleabag. Here is Percy Faith, Killing Me Softly with Her Song. Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
That is the Caravelli Strings, as it was known in FM Beautiful Music Radio, the Caravelli, actually, with Comme Toi, Ray Conniff before that, and his orchestra and chorus with We've Only Just Begun, Ronnie Aldridge with Eye in the Sky, originally done by the Alan Parsons Project, and Percy Faith, Killing Me Softly with her song, or his song, depending on who's singing. It just is dependent on silly things like that. I am Eric O'Brien, and Dateline Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the capital of the state in which I reside, Commonwealth, actually. The family got quite a surprise when their cat Ray Ray went on a 100-mile joyride on the roof of their van. The stealthy stowaway clung tight to the entire trip until the family heard scratching above and pulled off an exit. Miraculously, Ray Ray was unharmed after the windy adventure. The family says they're now installing a rooftop net to keep curious kitties grounded. Probably a good idea. Yeah. Another Commonwealth, Warwick, Massachusetts. Firefighters were called to corral a runaway bull named Carl. Who names their bulls Carl? Why does Carl get the pick? Carl decided to take himself on a tour of town. Using hoses and barricades, crews gently steered the 1,200-pound escapee, I like that, back home. No one was hurt, though neighbors were told to stay indoors for safety. You never know when Carl might get mad. Owners blame a loose gate and promise nightly to do lockup checks from now on. Yeah. Finally, this hour in Raleigh, North Carolina, not a Commonwealth, but a state, one woman says she felt an unexplainable urge to buy a $1 Monopoly lottery ticket and walked away $1.86 million richer. She didn't know that until she walked away. She told state officials she can't explain the impulse, but plans to pay off debts and take her family on vacation. Oh, that's big of her. Locals are calling it a case of jackpot intuition. Jackpot intuition. Whoever heard of that? That's probably something that they're diagnosing now. Oops, now I've hit the wrong button here, and I'm going to waste time here. And you're going to hear me curse and shriek in a second if I don't do something to cover it up.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Yep.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, great idea.
Outstanding idea. You got cut off there. Sorry. We only do things halfway around here. Here's Lex de Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
loneliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. It calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fire above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco.
Relaxing and Easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy. Ron Goodwin there and his orchestra with Every Woman in the World, originally done by Air Supply. Ran out of breath, speaking of Air Supply. That was perfect timing. Without Her was done by Peter Nero, Peter Appleyard with You Need a Woman Tonight. Tony Bennett, I left my heart in San Francisco. I lost the words there. And Lex de Azevedo with Half the Way. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's John Gregory and New Kid in Town. Takes us up to the top of the hour with Experiment in Terror. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? We'll be right back.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.